100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Well, it was bound to happen, and I caught COVID-19, tested positive late Thursday night. Coughing, fever, congestion, weakness, all that stuff. With all the other medications I'm on and conditions, I am on retrovirals, Paxlovid, and will be for a few days. That adds additional adventures, and we'll see how it goes. I'm actually feeling a bit better than I did Thursday, so we'll see how that happens. And it's amazing, after 2-3 years, the vaccines, the medications, it's extraordinary. And to remember people I've known early on who weren't as fortunate before the science, I suppose. And I'm grateful. The topic this week was shenanigans for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. And, another symptom. Easily distracted and foggy-brained. COVID brain, I've heard it called. This is probably not much different than my normal state of mind. So, shenanigans. We've got a bunch of stories. And hoping all of you out there are as well. And let's hear some of the stories.
All right, now for this week's weekly challenge number 884 and the topic of shenanigans.
Shenanigans!
The bar fell silent.
I call shenanigans!
The old man repeated, bellowing.
I don't know what you're talking about, responded Stephen hesitantly.
By the terms laid out in the 2036 Treaty of TikTok, which ended the internet prank wars, you've attempted an April Fool's joke, and I've called you on it,
Old Man McCluskey lectured. There was a mixed response from the rest of the patrons, but most of them nodded in acquiescence of McCluskey's irrefutable legal standing.
As is now my right, he continued, I will administer the public flogging with the requisite wet noodle. Now bend over.
All right. That's my stories. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time, hopefully.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The class went on a field trip to an Alice in Wonderland theme park. At some point, one of the kids yelled, Snake! No one reacted. He was the official prankster. When he yelled, Snake! Again, a girl saw a giant red-eyed snake coming out through the wall. She yelled, Oh, Snake! It's fake, the kids laughed. It's just to scare us. The problem was that when they left the theme park, the teacher was missing, and only half of the kids managed back. Where's everybody? Asked the parents. In the exhibition, literally. The snake did it. How? We are all victims in waiting. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic shenanigans. Granny Shenanigans, we used to call her. It was one of her favourite words, frequently employed to berate us and put us in our place whenever we got ourselves into mischief. Stop those shenanigans right away, or it's the naughty step for you," she'd bellow from upstairs. Instantly we'd stop misbehaving and calm down, terrified of being consigned to the naughty step. That bottom step was as far up the stairs we were allowed to go. Only Granny and her girls were allowed in the bedrooms, together with the gentlemen callers. And who knows what shenanigans they were up to. Done, dusted, and so am I. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Descended from Kings. I grew up a third-generation American-Irish, which isn't as bad as being third-generation German, but not as cool as being seventh-generation North American-French. So, what do you get after a century of assimilation? Basically, what George Carlin would call the ear. You key in on sounds that sound Irish. Take shenanigans. Yep, Irish that. You got a pretty good idea what it means, but what does it mean? Etymologists say it might come from the Irish word synagahim, meaning I play the fox. To pull a shenanigan is to prompt a greater one in return. And a continuation of as to the reason for my absence. In the 100-word challenge, there is a number of mythical designations. Take both the golden monkey and the iron monkey, please. One, a total of 100 posted stories, and the other, the impressive 100 stories in a row. That's a 2-year marathon. Not easy to do. Many of us here have multiple monkeys. Not a helpful item in an efficiency apartment. But despite our collective commitment to posting, some weight too heavy to hold will break us to the ground. Often health, but always some grief of death. It has happened twice in the last 2 decades. The first, the death of Emer. To be continued.
Robert Zoino here with a story on the word shenanigans. Shenanigans are benign swellings that develop on the flanks of elderly Alsatian dogs. No, actually, they're maggoty cysts that develop on the bellies of horses. When mature, they drop off and split open on the ground. The emerging horseflies go on to lay their eggs in the bellies of horses, continuing the cycle. No, the Shenanigans are an Irish rock band. It's an Irish version of Cullen Skink. It's an Irish jig. It's a metaphorical jig. Dancing the Shenanigans means underhanded tricks. It's a word game of making up new meanings for everyday words. What do you think it means?
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. The night of the full moon is when we get up to all kinds of shenanigans. It starts innocently enough, with knocking on doors and running away, but soon progresses to vandalism, bricks through windows, breaking and entering, and kidnap. Then we drag our hapless victims onto the hillside, strip them naked, and cut out their hearts on the sacrificial altar, as an offering to the gods. After, it's back down to the village for a communal supper, in the community hall. It's tradition, and traditions die hard, around these parts. So do those, who choose to complain, about us.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 884 with the prompt of shenanigans. So here's my story. Bilbert felt Sabrina's forehead. He was in a quandary. He needed to get her cooled down. He also needed to take advantage of the chaos caused by pulling the roof off the cabin to save Linoli Amanda. He struggled to get Sabrina over one shoulder and leapt into the air. Landing in the back room of the cabin, he looked for his friend. The old man burst into the room, shouting, "What shenanigans are going on here?" Bilbert gritted his teeth. "That's a good question. Where's Linoli Amanda?" The man scoffed. "What did you expect? That I would bring her here?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Greetings. This is Jay Rademus, back for another story. I know I've missed some weeks, but I had actually completed last week's story by Thursday, but never got around to recording it. So, we're going to start with the weekly challenge 883 pick 2. I've called that story a hip double dip. No one could figure out why Roderick spent $12,000 a year for membership in an obscure historical heritage society. They thought the Gothic Heritage and Historical Society sounded made up and pointless. As far as he saw it, it was money well spent. As a history teacher with traceable Visigothic ancestry, he got his membership for half price. As a member, he gets tax credits for the dues and exemptions on his presidential salary. The group is tax-exempt for all donations they receive. And as long as no one tattles, he can keep on being the only member.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
When there's a prank on campus, everyone looks at Joey. He's the prankster. It's not just having the tools and mechanical skills, it's knowing people and who can help you with your prank, or who to prank, and how, and when. He started with little pranks, like dyeing the fountain water pink. He graduated to hacking the security system so it locked every door, even the bathrooms. Then, one morning, everyone woke up to the campus being rotated by 90 degrees. Joey, as usual, denied everything. Then he'd smile and wink and get started on his next, even bigger prank.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories on the topic of shenanigans. All while I click around realizing I hit record and I hadn't looked up the next topic. Anyway, here we go. The next topic for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is blinded. I should probably hit the... I'm gonna cough. Guess I'll leave that in there. A little something special. If you're, for anyone out there who's being careful washing their hands and wearing masks, to look forward to when, you know, at least it's not all the time. Thank you, science. Although, should I really be thanking science when maybe it's science that came up with this? Extension of function or whatever it's called, or Wuhan flu, or Fauci pain, or all these conspiracies and everything. I don't know. I think it's just whatever it is. Elephant's dance and ants die is what Jerry Whaley used to say all the time. Anyway, the next topic is host. Like I'm a host for a virus, or I'm a host of this show, or... I was rearranging the refrigerator. I left my second container of fat-free cottage cheese on the counter. I left it there for a little too long because I got COVID brain and wandered around and ran out of fat-free cottage cheese. And what do I want right now? Take a wild guess. Ooh, I should have it delivered. No, because they're going to do their usual screw-up and give me a gallon tub of high-fat cottage cheese, large curd, probably organic, charge me double. I don't trust them. Early on, I tested delivery, I tested pickup, and they just picked the worst of the fruit and the vegetables to give out. You know, this doesn't look like a rutabaga. It looks like an old man's withered monkey paw. Just whatever. Complain. So, thank you all for being a part of this and suffering along with me. And, as always, keep it brief.